Mother Earth says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And Father Sky says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Living creatures say, take good care of us. Please do not hurt us. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And we are here to be ourselves, to be with one another, our surroundings, to be. And we are here to take care of ourselves, to take care of one another, to take care of our surroundings.
Akwe, greetings. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat-Kitishi Native American Center. We are broadcasting on RFPI, Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. Akwe, welcome. This is your host, Ones Pritzker. Wolf Mountain Radio focuses on protecting Mother Earth, defending Native lands and Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Please listen now to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Ho, Kanawantakwasin, to all of our relations.
Hey, wehi yo, yani ho, hey ya. Hey, wehi yo, yani ho. Hey, wehi yo, yani ho, hey ya. Hey, wehi yo, yani ho. Traditions and kept our condolence deaf. You spoke in Washington so our voices could be heard. And now we give back this love in our prayers, your names are heard. yeah-ho-wa, undug-a-lug-a-nug-a, hey. Undug-a-lug-a-nug-a, hey, yeah-ho-wa, undug-a-lug-a-nug-a, hey. Undug-a-lug-a-nug-a, hey, yeah-ho-wa, undug-a-lug-a-nug-a, hey. Undug-a-lug-a-nug-a, hey, yeah-ho-wa, undug-a-lug-a-nug-a, hey. Hey-way-hey-yo, yawn-y-ho, hey-ya. Hey-way-hey-yo, yawn-y-ho. For us sin, you spoke on our behalf. You carried our traditions and kept our condolence deaf. You spoke in Washington so our voices could be heard. And now we give back this love in our prayers, your names are burned.
Music from Haudenosaunee singer-songwriter, our friend Howard Lyons, from his CD entitled Spirit Walk, available from Sound of America Soar Records. That song we heard was entitled Elders Honor Song, a tribute to today's program focusing on our native elders. Our square greetings and welcome to Honoring Mother Earth's Indigenous Voices on Global Community Radio, Radio for Peace International. In today's program, I want to share some information on a very fine Indigenous nonprofit organization, the National Society for American Indian Elderly, NSAIE. Yadkinishi Native Center shares the same concerns of NSAIE, namely to honor and respect our Native elders by ensuring that our tribal seniors are properly cared for. Elders are our wisdom keepers. They help guide us through our journey in life. Elders are our cultural and spiritual leaders. Our traditional ceremonies and cultural lifeways are passed on from our elders to our communities, providing the teachings to sustain our peoples into the future. In traditional Indigenous societies, our elders were always respected and provided for. While this value continues to be an important philosophy of tribal life, the sad truth is that many Indian elders in contemporary society live in poverty. They are in desperate need of social services. Only 5% of the eligible American Indian senior citizens in the U.S. receive services. Over 63% of American Indian seniors live at or below the poverty level. That's nearly six times the national average. Wolf Mountain Radio has, since its first broadcast and over our many years of programs, advocated for the well-being of our elders. As many longtime listeners know, many of our interviews have been with Native elders. Much of our news reports and commentaries have focused on Indigenous elders and their social and community needs. In keeping with this important concern, we are pleased to highlight the National Society for American Indian Elderly. One of the greatest pleasures Yadkinishi Native American Center has is its network with a number of other fine Indigenous organizations. From time to time, we receive in the mail information from organizations that we very much endorse and support. One of these is the National Society for American Indian Elderly, NSAIE. I want to share with you now some background information about the National Society for American Indian Elderly. The society was founded in 1987 by a consortium of American Indian individuals who provided service to the elderly living on tribal lands. In response to the overwhelming need in American Indian senior centers across the country, the society provides small grants to tribal member organizations to support a variety of programs. Currently, there are 212 tribal senior programs in the United States. The National Society for American Indian Elderly Mission was established in 1987 to assist all Indian elderly service programs, both on reservation and off, to improve the quality of life for American Indian elders. Their oath is, "Nothing but good shall come from it." This quote is from the legend of the origin of the peace pipe as transcribed by Black Elk, or Oglala Lakota Holy Man, in the book Black Elk Speaks, published 1932, University of Nebraska Press. The purpose of NSAIE development project is twofold. The first focuses community development by increasing available funds to American Indian Elders programs. The NSAIE began with a number of core volunteers. Today, staff actively pursue private donations. These donations provide funds to NSAIE tribal programs, American Indian Elders programs, for nutrition, transportation, and other services. The second purpose is to help American Indian elders through equity investments. The NSAIE Development Project devotes a percentage of the donations toward investments in order to create an endowment. This endowment would provide permanent funds to tribal elder programs to provide appropriate levels of service throughout the country. Their goal is to provide the resources to assist all American Indian elderly to have access to services that will support them in their homes as respected members of their communities and as keepers of their traditions. Need for services. Currently, resources do not meet the needs for American Indian Elders programs across the country. Due to their extremely rural locations and lack of private industry and support, most senior programs are limited to federal funds through the Older Americans Act. The Administration on Aging estimates that only one half of the 150,000 American Indian elders residing in the United States will be provided at least one service in fiscal year 1999 based on Older Americans Act funding. Clearly, these services do not meet the need of American Indian elders nationwide, and services available for purchase, such as private home care, are out of reach for American Indian elders in two ways. First, the poverty rate among American Indians aged 60 and over in 1990 was 36%, including 26% with family incomes below $9,999 and 38% with individual incomes below $4,999. Nearly 20% receive some form of public assistance. Low-income elders are not able to afford home and community-based programs if they have to pay for them. In addition to high rates of poverty, the living conditions are far worse than non-Indian communities. In 1990, almost 20% of American Indian households on reservations did not have a sink with pipe water, a stove, and a refrigerator, compared to just 1% for U.S. households. The majority, 53.4%, of American Indian households and reservations do not have a telephone. In addition to dealing with poverty, tribal elders face another problem. If services are not available for elders, they often have to apply for Medicaid services, which are frequently provided off the reservation and far away from their homes. Elders are at higher risk to be placed in long-term care before it is truly necessary because of the lack of supportive services available on the reservation or near the elders' homes. These off-reservation placements can be extremely isolating for tribal elders. Nursing home staff often do not know the native languages, foods, and traditions to which the elders are accustomed. This isolation can lead to depression, the most unrecognized and underreported disease for those over age 60, and a decline in mental health more often than not leads to a decline in physical health too. But according to the National Institute of Health, prevention is possible in dealing with depression in the elderly. One way to prepare for major changes in life, such as retirement or the death of family or friends, is to keep and maintain friendships over the years. Being physically fit and eating a balanced diet are always ways to help avoid illnesses that can bring on disability or depression. Friends, exercise, and a balanced diet can all be found at local senior centers. And this is how you can help: by becoming an honorable member, making a donation, or using our sponsoring agency's services. You can provide valuable services to these elders who are so desperately in need. To become an honorable member, non-Indian individuals and organizations may become honorable members by completing the membership form and paying your annual membership dues. All membership fees are tax deductible. Honorable member benefits include pre-auction access to artwork, newsletters, and volunteer opportunities with tribal organizations. To make a donation, simply email at info@nsaie.org or mail your check to their main office at 2214 North Central Avenue, Suite 250, Phoenix, Arizona, 85004, USA. Donations are tax deductible, and you can specify a honorable or memorial gift for a loved one. Another way to help Native elders through the National Society for American Indian Elderly is by visiting their sponsor agencies through your company or through purchases you normally make at such popular stores as J. Crew, Bath and Body Works, and many more available at our website. The website is www.nsaie.org. Your donation will support nutrition services, healthy, nutritious home-delivered and group meals, and activities supporting these meals, such as gathering traditional foods, are supported through donations from the National Society for American Indian Elderly. Transportation. One of the largest barriers to Indian elders in receiving proper nutrition is the extremely rural areas in which they live. The National Society of American Indian Elders provides support for transportation to group settings for American Indian elders, some of whom live an hour or more from the senior centers. Socialization. Elders with little or no personal contact are more likely to become ill, depressed, and even suicidal. The NSAIE sponsors activities for Indian elders to increase their level of personal contact and increase their quality of life. Education. Many individuals who work in programs that provide services to American Indian elders do so on a voluntary basis or for nominal pay. The NSAIE provides training and education for those who provide daily services to the elders.
Old one, wise one, tell me what your eyes have seen. You have seen our people sad, being robbed of all they had. You have seen the old time. You have seen that sacred place. You have seen through tears and time. Your eyes have seen much more than crime. heard our people cry. You have watched your brothers die. You have heard the old time voices. You have heard those sacred songs. You have listened while your elders spoke. Your ears have heard much more than old one, wise one, tell me what your heart has known. Your heart has paid for days now gone. Your heart has loved, your heart has known. Old one, wise one, tell us now the things we must know.
You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth and Indigenous Voices on Global Community Radio, Radio for Peace International. Honoring Mother Earth and Indigenous Voices presents the situation facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. Our program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. The song we just featured was from the Shinnecock Thunderbird Sisters from their Still Singing CD, song entitled Old One, Wise One, another tribute to our traditional elders, the subject and focus of today's program about the nonprofit organization National Society for American Indian Elderly. NSAIE has a very fine publication available for purchase. It is entitled Wisdom of Elders, Traditional American Indian Food and Recipes. And I want to share some background information about this wonderful cultural cookbook and urge our listeners to order this fine publication. All proceeds from the sale of this cookbook, of course, go to the support services of National Society for American Indian Elderly. NSAIE, National Society for American Indian Elderly, has produced a very beautiful traditional American Indian food and recipes book entitled Wisdom of the Elders. And as their chairman, Steve Wilson, has written in the introduction, I quote, "Our native foods not only replenish our bodies with nourishment, but also nurture our souls with the spiritual sustenance needed for our daily lives. Our traditions, stories, and tribal ceremonies reflect the ebb and flow of the growing seasons. The recipes in this book have been collected from tribes all over the United States. They are offered in four parts, mirroring our respect for the wisdom of our Mother Earth in her constant growth and renewal through the four seasons. The four seasons also reflect the four stages of life: infancy in the spring, childhood in the summer, adult life in the fall, and old age in the winter. While many see the winter as a time of hardship, it is also a time of quiet contemplation and preparation for the next stage of life. In many tribes, winter is reserved as a time of teaching in which elders pass on special stories and ceremonies that may only occur during the winter months. This cookbook is a symbolic of the elders' passage of their wisdom through their food. The National Society for American Indian Elderly supports American Indian seniors in the winter of their lives. Established in 1987 as a not-for-profit organization, the NSAIE improves the quality of life for on-reservation American Indian senior citizens by supporting a network of tribally established and administered services. These quality of life improvements are provided through financial support to tribal senior centers for nutrition programs, transportation programs, socialization and recreation activities, and in-home services. Proceeds from this book will be used to provide services to through the NSAIE to American Indian elderly who are in desperate need. These services will continue to support elders in their homes as respected members of their communities and as keepers of their traditions. Thank you so much for your purchase. I hope you enjoy our recipes and they offer you the nourishment you need in your daily life. Unquote. Steve Wilson, Chairman, National Society for American Indian Elderly. Wisdom of Elders, Traditional American Indian Food and Recipes, is a very special publication. It is more than just an Indian cookbook. It is a gift from traditional peoples who share not only delicious menu recipes, but also share cultural insights into our respect for our Mother Earth and our plant relatives. This NSAIE text provides recipes from a wide variety of Native nations: Anishinaabe, Hopi, Lakota, Pueblo, Arapaho, Shoshone, Delaware, Athabascan, Wyandot, Cherokee, Yavapai, Apache, Seminole, Choctaw, Kickapoo, Crow, Southern Ute, Sauk and Fox, Kiowa, Creek, Mohican, Chickasaw, Assiniboine, and Dene Navajo are some of the many tribal foods listed in this NSAIE text. In addition, the book provides a brief profile about one of NSIE's community program with the Pasqua Yaqui tribe, as well as providing a list of resources for those interested in more indigenous food sources. For me, a very special part of this wonderful cookbook is the text description of the Four Seasons cultural narratives from the Dene Navajo. Not only are there spring, summer, fall, and winter recipe menus, but importantly, this Wisdom of Elders text shares traditional cultural expressions which add so much to the beauty and importance of this cookbook. I again urge our listeners to purchase this NSAIE publication. Not only will you receive this fine cookbook, but you also will know that your purchase helps support the vital work of the National Society for American Indian Elderly. The cookbook is only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. NSAIE accepts a Visa, MasterCard, personal checks, and money orders. Their address is NSAIE 2214 North Central Avenue, Suite 250, Phoenix, Arizona, 85004, USA. Of course, any financial donation will be greatly appreciated as well. For more information, NSAIE's website is www.nsaie.org. Their email is info@nsaie.org. You can telephone their office at area code 602, telephone 307-1865. Near the end of our broadcast, I will repeat this contact information. I will now share some of the cultural wisdom expressed in the Four Season narratives from the book. Once again, I remind our audience that you are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yad Kiddushin Native Center, broadcast on Radio for Peace International. RFPI is Global Community Radio. This is your host, Ones Pritzker. Ho, Kinawatakwasin, to all of our relations. The Four Seasons. The four seasons of the year parallel the Dene Navajo stories of changing woman. As her name implies, changing woman goes through various stages in her life each and every year. First, she is young, radiant, and beautiful. Spring. Second, she is fertile, natural, fully developed, and a mother. Summer. Her third phase is one of added maturity. Her children are grown, and she is becoming older. Fall. The fourth stage is one of old age. She becomes tired. Winter. Then changing woman is reborn again in the spring as a young and beautiful girl. These stages are also those through which crops and all other plants must go. In the spring, the seeds are planted and everything is fresh. In the summer, the plants grow and everything is beautiful. In the fall comes harvest, and a time of happiness. In winter is a time of rest. We have arranged this cookbook to follow the pattern of changing woman's life and to reflect the natural bounty that each season brings.
Shinada kiddy la kiddy low kiddy low hey and hey yo oh hey and hey yo oh Shinada kiddy la kiddy low kiddy low hey and hey yo oh hey and hey yo oh Shinada as gay Shinada as sweet Shinada as can say and hey young Shinada as gay Shinada as sweet Shinada as can say yade yanga shinada kidela 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 ahe yane yo wo ahe yane yo wo shinada kidela 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 ahe yane yo wo ahe yane yo wo kat pokad dini yashike jena kigo kat pokad dini ye patto kistida kat pokad dini yashike jena kigo kat pokad dini ye patto kistida shinada kidela 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 ahe yane yo wo ahe yane yo wo Katpokad dini ye shikijin hasmigo Katpokad dini ye fando ishtida Katpokad dini ye shikijin hasmigo Shinada kidila kidilo kidilo ahayane Yo-o ahayane yo-o Shinada kidila kidilo kidilo ahayane Yo-o ahayane yo-o Shinada as gaye Shinada sweet, Shinada as ka say a day younger, Shinada as gay, Shinada sweet, Shinada as ka say a day younger, Shinada kidila, kidilo, kidilo, ahay a day, yo, ahay a day, yo, Shinada kidila, kidilo, kidilo, ahay a day, yo, ahay a day, yo. Shinada kidila kidilo kidilo ahay ane yo ahay ane yo ahay
Dine Navajo singer-songwriter Sharon Birch singing her traditional corn song from Touch the Sweet Earth CD available from Canyon Records CR-535. We continue with the Dine Navajo explanation of the four seasons, beginning with the Dine Navajo spring. In the spring of the year, the Dine Navajo traditionally prepare for planting season. The women have set aside seeds from the preceding harvest to be planted this year. In the old days, the Dine Navajos would bury the seeds of corn and other things like watermelon and cantaloupe in the fall. In the spring, the family uncovered the cache of seeds and took them out. The various seeds were then used in planting, which took place in April, traditionally identified as the planting season. A stick called Gishbi Kidele was used by the man to dig a hole. His wife would follow after him, placing four or five kernels of corn in each hole, each about 3 feet apart. They would sing special songs and prayers to ensure a good crop and to make certain that nothing bad would happen to the seed or the growth. During the actual planting, there are certain restrictions to be observed if the plants are to grow properly. Planters are not supposed to laugh while they are planting, and they are to have their moccasins on and not go barefooted. Once the seed is planted, it is the women's responsibility to keep the weeds down and to take care of the young plants. Spring is also lambing time. Usually lambs are born in April, as the winter is over and spring is well established. Sheep and goat shearing takes place in late spring. It is a family activity in which women play a leadership role. The Dine Navajos use metal sheep shears, which are designed to especially cut the wool from the animals. The entire family is involved in the process. Naturally growing seeds and plants, such as wild celery, wild onions, and wild carrots, are also harvested at this time. These plants are eagerly gathered by Diné Navajo women to provide something different and fresh after the long winter, during which there is only dry foods to eat. A Diné Navajo summer. As the days get longer and spring passes into summer, Diné Navajos continue to care for corn and other crops that are growing in the fields. Often women will now build shelters close to the fields so they can be close to this important activity. If the women do not watch the fields constantly, the crows, other animals, and the weeds can destroy all of the efforts made on behalf of raising food for the family. A very important period in the summer is when the corn begins to have ears and long red tassels called da'ichi. This is when the Diné Navajo women will be going to the fields early in the morning to collect corn pollen or ta'didin. In Diné Navajo, this is called natsnilde. Corn pollen is one of the most important elements of Diné Navajo life. It is used extensively in almost every ceremony, and it represents the color and strength of the sun, as well as the growth and life of the corn plant itself. By collecting the pollen, the women can obtain enough of it to take care of the family needs throughout the year. To get the ta'idin, the women takes a Diné Navajo basket and gently shakes the corn silk over it to cause the pollen to fall into the basket. In doing so, much of the pollen falls on the woman. It is most important that she not return home to sleep with her husband while she is covered with the holy corn pollen. While she is collecting it, her hair must be put up in tzitzil. The holy people taught the Diné Navajos to keep their hair tied when they were collecting pollen because the corn tassels are loose and flowing, and they should not look like the tassels. Summer is a time of great happiness, as the harvest season is a time of bountiful food. Campfires are burning late into the evening to roast corn and prepare the various foods. After the pollen has been collected, the corn itself will begin to ripen and be ready for picking. One of the special foods prepared during this time is nildaum bread. It is often dried into small biscuits, which have the appearance of dog food. A kind of roast-dried corn called shanitchil is made by putting the corn on the coals until puffed up, then being taken out of the fire and dried for later eating. As summer progresses, the Diné Navajo are very busy gathering and storing food for the fall and winter months. Corn and other crops such as watermelon, beans, and squash will be ready to be harvested in late August and September. The watermelons are gathered and sliced all the way around and then dried in the sun. This is called nahinashitli. Cantaloupe, squash, and pumpkins are also handled in the same way. Ears of corn are dried on top of shades, hogans, or other structures. Corn and other products are placed in specially dug holes in the ground after being dried to be saved for the winter. A Diné Navajo fall. Once the summer has ended and the cool, crisp nights are again upon the Diné Navajo family, fall is in the air, another time of great preparation and happiness. Many of the crops gathered in late summer are dried and cared for during the early fall. After the harvest, corn stalks are placed in stacks and pounded to remove all hidden corn. The husks, the atal, are taken and saved for a girl's puberty ceremony, kinalda. The Diné Navajo have always said, as long as they have cornfields in Kinalda, they have nothing to worry about. The cornfield, with its fertility and growth, and the Kinalda ceremony, with its recognition of the coming of age of a Diné Navajo girl to womanhood, combined to focus on the cycle of reproduction, without which there can be no food and no people. The corn continues to grow and multiply year after year, and the Diné Navajo people continue to grow and multiply yearly through the process of the girls becoming women and mothers and the men are taught by the holy people. During the fall, wild berries and other foods are also gathered. Red sumac berries are dried and later made into cereal or mush. When added to cornmeal, it is called the tzilchin. Other fruits and wild plants gathered include wild spinach, banana fruit from the yucca plant, choke cherries, raspberries, and blueberries. These are dried and stored for the winter months. In the fall, one of the most important activities is hunting. Unwound buckskins are of special ceremonial significance to the Dene Navajos. The deer must not be shot. Rather, it must be strangled so that it can be used ceremonially. The animals were placed on this earth by the holy people who taught the Dene Navajos proper ceremonies and rituals to use to ensure success in hunting. A variety of restrictions must be followed prior to hunting, including a prohibition on a man sleeping with his wife for 4 days before he goes out. The sweat house is used by the hunter to purify himself. When the hunting party returns, the food is distributed among the various families in the area. Traditional Dene Navajo shared their food and did not attempt to hoard it for themselves. In the old days, hunting often was a community or multi-family project in which the animals were driven into corrals which had long arm-like rows of branches leading to the circular corral area. Such hunting involved the assistance of many persons to get the animals to move in the proper direction. Remains of these corrals still exist in many places on the Dene Navajo Nation today. After butchering the meat was dried and stored for winter. Hey, Dene Navajo winter. When winter comes, traditional Dene Navajo families move to their winter hogans where there is shelter and plenty of firewood. Men and older relatives tell stories around the fire during winter months. Traditionally, much of the Dene Navajo education is conducted during this time of the year. Winter is one of the best times of the year for teaching because the mother does not have to take care of the fields. She taught her daughters how to weave. She also taught them how to cook and be Dene Navajo women, taking responsibility for a family. The story of changing women formed the heart and center of instruction for the girls. Many ceremonies were performed during the winter months. Herding and caring for the sheep was also important. When the snow was deep, it was difficult to find food for the sheep. Snow also needed to be melted daily for drinking water. During the winter months, the power and strength in the plants that they grew during the summer was uncovered and released, and the food as it was prepared by the mother in the Dene Navajo home. Some of the foods prepared were Dinashgege, cornmeal mixed with water, Kanishbishkishki, small blue corn dumplings, Alkaad, puberty cake, and Dahehisti, hardened by cold. Feeding a family was a difficult task during the winter. That was a reading of The Four Seasons from the National Society for American Indian Elderly book, Wisdom of Elders, Traditional American Indian Food and Recipes. That explanation was focused from the Dene Navajo traditional cultural lifeway.
Hey,
Traditional drum song from the Blackfoot Siksika Ramblers Powwow Drum, recorded live at the Hobema Powwow. It was an honor song for our elders. You are listening to Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. RFPI is the voice of peace, promoter of the environment, champion of human rights, denouncer of hate and injustice, advocate of the oppressed, defender of truth. And I want to remind our listeners that Radio for Peace International has a wonderful catalog of tapes available from RFPI, and of course the section that deals with the wonderful conference entitled Belonging to Mother Earth, Indigenous Wisdom and Healing was a special gathering of traditional Native elders from many parts of the world that came together in 1998 to share their concerns and knowledge on traditional wisdom. The Belonging to Mother Earth, Indigenous Wisdom and Healing series consists of five plenary session packages that contain individual 30-minute speaker programs. Belonging to Mother Earth plenary session packages available are Faith Keepers, Wisdom Speakers, Indigenous Visions, Traditional Voices, and Cultural Paths. The beautiful series can be ordered by Radio for Peace International by writing to RFPI, P.O. Box 3165, Newburgh, N-E-W-B-U-R-G, Oregon, 97132, USA. That's RFPI's U.S. business address. Once again, P.O. Box 3165, Newburgh, Oregon, 97132, USA. In addition to the beautiful Belonging to Mother Earth, Indigenous Wisdom and Healing plenary session packages, you can also purchase more than 60 interviews with Native elders and wisdom keepers from my interviews at the 1998 Historic Conference in Powwow. And again, it's too numerous to go through the list of distinguished names. You can check this out by going to RFPI's website, www.rfpi.org, and of course, click on the section that says RFPI catalog. Listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio, I always like to request to hear from you. Any comments, suggestions, or thoughts are always welcome. And you can write me at Wolf Mountain Radio, Yat Kitishi Native Center, capital YATKITISCHEE, Native Center, 1731 16th Avenue Northeast, Naples, Florida, 34120, USA. And I do want to thank the many listeners who do send me some nice males expressing their appreciation to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Well, dear friends, we're nearing the end of our broadcast time today. I hope you have enjoyed this special focus on the National Society for American Indian Elderly, a cause that Yat-Kadishi Native Center wholly endorses and supports. There are a number of ways you can help the National Society for American Indian Elderly. First, you can become a member. Anyone can become an honorable member by donating the annual tax-deductible membership fee of $50. Honorable members receive a biannual newsletter, volunteer opportunities with tribal organizations, and special alerts for American Indian art created by the elders you help serve. In addition, honorable members with member tribes in their state will receive an invitation to the NSAIE Annual Appreciation Banquet. You can become a volunteer. Your volunteer activities help support the elders of NSAIE. By hosting a dinner party, you not only help support the NSAIE, but you also provide friends and family with the opportunity to do the same. Contact their website at www.nsaie.org for a volunteer kit. Another way you can help the National Society for American Indian Elderly is by shopping their vendors. The NSAIE partnership with IGIVE.com offers convenient internet shopping of national brands such as Lands' End, Amazon.com, and 1-800-Flowers, with a guaranteed donation from these national vendors at no charge to you. Shop through their link, again, at www.nsaie.org every time you shop on the internet and make a donation without spending a dime. And of course, you can help NSAIE by telling a friend. Recommend this beautiful cookbook, as I am doing in today's show. The web-based shopping experience or volunteer activity is also the best advertising NSAIE can ask for. So if you enjoy listening to this program, I really do encourage you to order this wonderful cookbook, Cultural Reference. Again, for more information, please contact the National Society for American Indian Elderly. The address is 2214 North Central Avenue, Suite 250, Phoenix, Arizona, 85004 USA. Their email is info@nsaie.org. Their website, again, www.nsaie.org, or telephone their office at area code 602, telephone 307-1865. Well, dear friends, we're going to leave you with a song that's a result of a listener request, an email sent to me, asking to hear the song from our American Indian Movement brother, Dennis Banks. The song is entitled Still Strong. Until the next Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, this is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker, wishing you well. Ho, Kanawatakwasin, to all of our relations.
And so I say to America, I want you to remember our past. This past will give you direction for the future. Just as our people in our past, we are the spirit of the future. The spirit of this land lies rooted in the history of Native people. The massacres that happened to us, the army that came, took our land and killed our people, did not destroy our vision for a strong future. We are still strong, America. We never weaken. Like the spirit of Chief Joseph, we are still strong. Like the spirit of Geronimo, we are still strong. Like the spirit of Crazy Horse, we are still strong. America, we are strong people. Like the spirit of Peltier, we are strong today. As we were thousands of years ago, in the pages of history, we are strong. We were born strong. Our spirit is strong. We are still strong. We are still strong, America. Look about you and look at the Anishinaabe people. Look at the Lakota people, at the Dene people, pushed around again in this century, pushed off our land, trying to take yet what remaining area of land that we have left. But we will not lay down, America. We have never laid down in the face of struggle. And we shall never abandon our past, nor shall we ever abandon the spirit of our people. Like the spirit of Chief Joseph, we are still strong. And the spirit of Geronimo, we are still strong. And the spirit of Crazy Horse, we are still strong. And all those who went before us, knowing that the seventh generation down the road would remember them, we are still strong, America. We are still strong, Anishinaabe people. And when we look at the Sac and Fox and the Winnebago, north to the Eskimos, south to the Cheyenne, and to the Arapaho, and to the Tulalip, with the Ojibwa people, we are strong. And I want every book about Native people to be truthful, to tell the truth of what our people did, to tell the truth of who we were, and that we never laid down. And I want the history books to remember us as being a strong people. We are strong. Mother Earth gives us that strength. Our grandmother, the moon, gives us that strength. Our oldest brother, the sun, gives us that strength. The forest, the deer, the buffalo, and the elk give us that strength. The winged thing, the eagle, the hawk, the owl give us that strength. And as I look about this world in the four directions, I see the many colors of humankind. I see the many colors of people. And that's what makes us strong. That's what we believe in. That's our love. We are still strong. And the spirit of our people. And the spirit of our ancestors. Gone long ago. We are still strong. And just like an eagle flying high, a reminder to the four directions that we were born strong, we are strong, and when we leave this world to go to the spirit world, we will leave behind a culture and a tradition for the seventh generation. We will leave them the stories and songs of our people, of our struggle, of our ceremonies, and of our women. And when we leave them, we will know that they will be strong, still strong.